Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew, Bible teacher and pastor of Grace Valley Christian Center, located in Davis, California. Today, Pastor Matthew preaches part one of this sermon entitled, False Preachers. If you have a Bible with you, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, here's our teacher, Pastor P.G. Matthew.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you forgive our wickedness, our sin of theological reductionism. You are thrice holy God. You are purity. You are light. In you there is no darkness. There is a great gulf between our God and sinful man. Have mercy upon us and help us to be edified by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The subject is false ministers. Therefore, false preaching. Therefore, false church, which are in the Bible called synagogue of Satan. 2 Corinthians 4. 1 through 6. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not faint. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, setting forth the truth plainly. That's what a pastor should do, setting forth the truth plainly, not muddying it up. We commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God, and even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers for this purpose, that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves, for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine where? In our hearts, to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And turn to 2 Corinthians 11, 1 through 4. I hope you will put up with a little of my foolishness. But you are already doing that. I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband to Christ, so that I might present you as what? A pure virgin to him. For I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray by evil preachers from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit, that is evil spirit, from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. In verse 13 through 15, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading, meaning pretending, as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants masquerades as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve, that is pure hell. False ministers, false preaching, false church. I was reading a newspaper, The Defender, edited by T.S. Balam of South India. The paper deals with religious news of the evangelical and Pentecostal world. He deals with corrupt ministers who corrupt the gospel to make money for themselves to live an utterly immoral life. These ministers are hucksters who prey on stupid people, unintelligent people, people who refuse to think God's thoughts after them. Hucksters who enter into ministry self-called to deceive gullible people with a false gospel. So I want to tell you a few traits of false ministers. Number one, majority of Christian ministers. Did you read that, sir? Majority. 2 Corinthians 2:17. Hoi polloi. The majority of Christian ministers are not called and sent forth by God to preach the gospel. They are called and sent by themselves. They send their resume to get a job. Just like the electrical engineer sends his resume to get a job. They have no gospel to preach. They only preach a false gospel. So you just heard, for if someone comes to you, 11:4, for if someone comes to you and preaches a different Jesus, a different spirit, a different gospel, you put up with it because you are stupid, naive, gullible. They come to you by the back door, uninvited. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 17, unlike the many, we do not peddle the word for a profit. Peddle the word. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 5, have a form of godliness, but deny the power of it. Empty shell. Their gospel has no power to save you from sin. Have nothing to do with them. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 8, they oppose the truth, that is the gospel. Men of depraved minds. God handed them over to a depraved mind to think and do what they should not think and do. Men of depraved minds who, as far as the faith is concerned, are what's rejected. Rejected by who? God rejected preachers. And Galatians 2:4, this matter arose because some false brothers had what? Infiltrated. Like cancer. Infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus. So I just said point number one is what? Majority of Christian ministers are self-called and self-sent. Number two, false ministers teach a false gospel of their own invention. They preach psychology. They preach an imitation gospel that sends people to hell. One thing is sure, they refuse to believe in the true gospel and the solas we believe. The scripture alone. I don't want to have anything to do with you if you are going to say to me scripture plus something. I would say you are not a Christian. Scripture plus tradition, psychology, scripture plus Lord told me, scripture plus dream, scripture plus vision, scripture plus false miracles, scripture plus something. Whenever there is a plus, that preacher is going to abuse you and imprison you and make you his slaves. It is true preaching of the gospel that liberates you and sets you free, as you read Galatians 5 verse 1. It is for freedom God has called you. Scripture alone. Second, by grace alone. Salvation is by grace alone from beginning to end. Through faith alone from beginning to end. In Christ alone from beginning to end. To God alone be glory from beginning to end. If a preacher refuses to believe in the absolute authority of Scripture, as Westminster Confession tells us in the first chapter, such a person is a false minister. Everything he preaches will be false. Number three. A false minister preaches what people want to hear, not what God wants people to hear. Most TV preachers preach false gospel. Most radio preachers preach false gospel. They preach a false gospel. They do not preach regeneration. Nothing else matters unless you are regenerated. A new creation. They do not preach repentance. They do not preach total depravity, the law of God, holiness of God, and therefore God's demand of our holiness. Be holy, for I am holy. I am the Lord who makes you holy. And so if you are not living a holy life, you are not a Christian. God didn't save you. They do not preach saving faith leading to obedience to God. They do not preach judgment or hell. They preach autonomy, antinomianism, self-esteem, universalism, unconditional love, psychology, emotionalism, pure pragmatism, which is an American virtue. What does pragmatism say? If it works, it's all right. Works what? Make money and give pleasure. They refuse to preach exclusivism, that salvation is only through Jesus Christ. They entertain people. They minister to the felt needs of the people. Rock music and everything else. They say man is not born a sinner. He is born good and getting better every day. They say all kinds of sexual activity is okay before, during, and after marriage. Fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, transgender sexuality. They preach a gospel that promotes health, wealth, power, fame. They preach open theism, false ecumenicalism. They preach Marxist liberation theology. They never preach suffering for Jesus' sake. 2 Timothy 4 says, for the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears, whatsoever, away from the truth and turn aside to myths. Number four, they preach to make money. They have no other motive. Money, 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 money. So that They could live in luxury and in laziness, engaging in every form of immorality. T.S. Ballin in The Defender gives five ways these leaders make money. Number one, begging. They go to Western countries where there is money and gullible people live there. They beg in the name of imaginary as well as corrupt mission work. There are orphanages designed for the purpose of sexual immorality of the leader and other people. In India, sir, and it is everybody else too. So what is number one? Beg in the name of imaginary, non-existent as well as corrupt mission activity. Number two, false healing. They will come and say, you know, I will pray and you will be healed. No, he didn't heal you. He's doing it to get your money. False prophecy. I understand you want to have a son. Let me pray for you. I see a son being conceived and you are going to call his name Daniel. And as soon as he finished his prophecy, you put your hands deep into the pocket because you are a gullible person and give money. Number four, a preacher gets various commissions. He arranges marriages, he sells your used cars, and he finds admission for you in nursing school, and he gets you ticket to travel. He has a business. He gets commission. Number five, steal. Money, sir. Money, money, money. They distort the gospel and make palatable the gospel to people so the gullible people give their money. Judas was a minister who was in the end possessed by the devil. He stole money and he sold Jesus for 30 shekels of silver. They remove all doctrines that people do not like to make money. Doctrines like sin, repentance, regeneration, holy living, hell, judgment. They love filthy, what's a lucre. A pastor should be not a lover of money. 1 Peter 5, be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve. They are like Simon Magus, who desired to buy Holy Spirit and trade it for a profit. As we read in Acts chapter 8, I said, false ministers are hucksters. And all over we see them. Number five, false ministers build their churches with unregenerate people and the rejects of true churches. That is, rejects the excommunicated people from true churches. False ministers gather these rejects and build churches with them. They praise them and appreciate them and appoint these rejects as teachers who in turn will go out to the city dump to gather more rejects dumped there. You go home and read Leviticus 14, 33 through 57. That tells you what I just said. Plenty of building materials. Where, sir? In the city dump. They never tell the excommunicated people to repent and go back to the church that put them out. This shows they are agents of Satan. False ministers build their churches with the rejects from true churches and with outright pagans. false churches are synagogues of Satan, Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. And therefore they do not have the true marks of Christ's church. What are they? Preaching of the word. Administration of valid sacraments to proper people. Third, discipline. False ministers never practice biblical discipline. Why do you think it is? Because the whole church is full of cancer. So there is no point in surgery. You're going to die. They practice unconditional love, which is sheer autonomy and lawlessness. Number six. False ministers are appointed by the devil and sent by the devil as his agents to promote his kingdom of evil. Read C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters. They pose as ministers of Christ. So we read in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4, the God of this age, that is Satan, has blinded the minds of unbelievers for the purpose that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. The false minister is blinded by the devil. He is unconverted. So he gathers around him the rejects and the unconverted. The blind false minister leads the blind, and both end up in the ditch of hell. So notice 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 3, we just told you. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning. Or 2 Corinthians 11:13. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants... False minister is a servant of the devil himself. They are false apostles, deceitful workmen, pretending as agents of Christ. They will be condemned. Number seven. False ministers are the same old false prophets. Jesus spoke about them. Matthew 7:15 and 16. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly, what is it? They are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Keep watching him. Keep listening to him. Paul said about them. Acts 20:29 and 30. I know that after I leave, what is a savage? Wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock, even from your own number. Men will arise and what? Distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. And Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 2, but there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly, notice, introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute in their greed. Notice, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have, what's a, made up, not the Bible. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. Same old false prophets. Ahab had 400 of them. 400 false prophets and one true prophet by name Micaiah. Micaiah alone had the word, and he alone had the Holy Spirit. The 400 false prophets were well paid by the king to tell him what he liked to hear. Lies. Plain lies. But he liked it. You want to go to war? You are going to win. He died. False prophets were energized by the evil spirit. And they and Ahab persecuted the true prophet, Micaiah. Isaiah says, to the law and to the testimony, that means to the Bible, if they do not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn in them. They are darkness. Isaiah 39 through 11, these are rebellious people, deceitful children, children unwilling to listen to the Lord's instruction. They say to the seers, see no more visions, and to the prophets, give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things, prophesy illusion. Leave this way, get out. Get off this path and stop confronting us with the Holy One of Israel. Jeremiah 5. They have lied about the Lord. They said, he will do nothing. No harm will come to us. We will never see sword or famine. The prophets are but wind. Nothing. Non-substantial. And the word is not in them. So let what they say be done to them. Again in Jeremiah 5, a horrible and shocking thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy lies. The priests rule by their own authority, and my people, what is there? Love in this way. But what will you do in the end? Young girl, young man, did you ever think about that? What would you do in the end? Jeremiah 6. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for grain, prophets and priests alike. All practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. If it's not serious, how come Jesus became incarnate and went to the cross? It is very serious, sir. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No, they have no shame at all. No shame. Sir, you ought to be ashamed. But there is no shame. We glory in our shame. No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. Jeremiah 14. Then the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I have not sent them or appointed them or spoken to them. They are prophesying to you false visions, divinations, idolatries, delusions of their own minds. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the prophets who are prophesying in my name. I did not send them. Yet they are saying, no sword or famine will touch this land. Those same prophets will perish by the sword and famine. Jeremiah 23. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not expositing the scripture, not from the mouth of the Lord. Jeremiah 23, I did not send these prophets, yet they have run with their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. Serious business, what church you go to. False ministers send people to hell because they are ministers of Satan. May God grant you illumination, regeneration, a new mind, a new will, a new affection, a new desire for the Word of God. The minister's job is feed my sheep with the Word of life. Heavenly Father, we pray that you bless your people and they are blessed of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to Grace and Glory Audio, a part one of this message entitled False Preachers. Come back soon for more transforming Bible teaching from Pastor P.G. Matthew.